informed, keeping you healthy.
Everybody's still talking about Afghanistan and the troops that will now be deployed, the additional troops, the 30,000 that the president announced from West Point just the other day. Also, Tiger Woods really in the thick of it this time. What was he thinking? We'll talk about that. Tree lighting in New York City means, yep, the season is here. Tis the time to be jolly or something like that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place, just like the crookedest street in the world. You know where that is? If anyone can tell me where the street is, I will send you a book from my private stash. In fact, it's the Dave Pelz book on damage control if you're a big golfer. If you're not, and I say this for those that we handed out the last time during Nail the Score, at least somebody near you, it's whether it's a grandfather or brother-in-law or someone down the street, it's a coffee table book, and it'd be a great gift to give them. So you can certainly hand that out if you can name where the crookedest street in the world is. All right, right at the top, though, we're going to talk a little sports with you with Easy Ticket Mike, who's in the green room and joins us, I think, momentarily. Here he comes, slowly. He's putting down the coffee. All right, he's here. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. I'm slowly moving, though, but I'm getting there.
You know what it is? It's still that tryptophan feeling from last Thursday that carries into Friday, then into the weekend and the beginning part of the following week. It's this weird time of year where it's tough to get everything turning at the same time. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, especially in sports.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, the big story, I was in Orlando, a stone's throw away from where Tiger Woods was staying, when all this stuff happened. And it was pretty calm, actually, in Florida, but all around the country, New York, L.A., all the gossip sites, they started breaking all these stories about Woods and other women. And finally, today, he comes out and basically cops to his, shall we say, transgressions. I mean, I don't care about the guy's private life, but I thought he should have just, you know, you just man up, you just say whatever right in the beginning, and then hopefully you can shake off the crazy paparazzi. But for the rest of his life, he already had a spotlight on himself, Mike, but now for the rest of his life, he's got the paparazzi on his tail, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel for him. I mean, it's, you know, he's going through hard times right now, but things always get better.
Man, that's the truth, isn't it? You just give it time, Tiger. Hey, let's talk a little hoop, because now we certainly are into the season, and obviously I'm sure you're a Mavericks fan, but in looking across the board in the East, you know, and you even wrote me a note about this, the Nets are terrible. I mean, awful. They've lost how many? 18?
Yeah, they're 0-18. They're officially the worst team in NBA history.
Oh, that's brutal.
I mean, they've broken the record for the most losses, consecutive losses, out of the gate. I mean, 0-18 is the record now. And the Mavericks, they had to play the Mavericks tonight, and they lost to them. But they're even worse than the Minnesota Timberwolves right now.
Timberwolves are two and sixteen.
Yeah.
I know all about the Timberwolves because, of course, our plush studios in Minneapolis. A lot of T-Wolves fans disappointed by their start, too. And they've had it rough for the last couple of years, actually. On the other side of things, though, it's not a surprise that the Lakers are rolling to start off the season after winning everything last year.
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers, I mean, they're looking good. They're 14-3. And Orlando, I mean, they're looking real good. They're 15-4 right now. And Boston, they won 14, and they're first 18 games, so you know it's early in the races. They're shaping up right now, but you know, like I said, my Mavericks, they're three games ahead of San Antonio in the Southwest Division. But you know, it's a long time until the playoffs in April. But we, you know, things are starting to heat up right now.
Oh, absolutely. And then the holiday time is great for hoops. So if anybody listening to us, rather, whether you are in Minnesota or you're in Illinois or you're in Connecticut, we have a lot of listeners in Connecticut or Kentucky or anywhere, certainly remember, go to easy-ticket.com because Mike has tickets to any of these games that we're talking about all over the country, anywhere you want to see a game, basically. And wanting to see games, now is the time to see some of these great games in the NFL. Wow, how about those Saints? What a game that turned out to be. I mean, not much of a game, actually, but if you're a Saint fan, it certainly was. They beat up on the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Saints are looking good. I mean, I'm looking for the Super Bowl right now to be New Orleans and Indianapolis. So, the Colts, I mean, they're still undefeated, and they've already clinched the division title with five games to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Vikings and Brett Favre, they're three games ahead of his old Green Bay Packers right now. So they should probably win their division. Two divisions that are still kind of up in the air are the AFC West with San Diego and Denver. They're going head to head, and then the NFC East is always, that heats up, and it's Philadelphia and my Cowboys right now. Cowboys, they play the Giants this Sunday, and the Eagles, they're going to go down to Atlanta. So I think, Atlanta should give them a good game, so I'm looking
for it. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Philly. And, it's funny how things happen. Last year, they played each other last game of the season to get into the playoffs. And, not for nothing, but that could happen again. But this time, Philadelphia would be in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wild if it came down to that game just like it did the year before? You can bet that the Cowboys wouldn't want to let it slip away this time. All right, quickly, we're running out of time, but we have college football coming up, obviously. It's exciting to see Texas where they are. I know there are a lot of Texas fans across the country. TCU happens to also be in Texas, but it's another great story, except for they're a team that's probably going to get screwed over when it comes to the big bowl game because, they deserve to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, TCU, they're undefeated, and I think they could beat probably anybody in the country.
I do, too.
And, but I think they're going to, and that gives credence to why they should have the playoffs. They're going to have playoff games in the SEC and the Big 12 this weekend. They could wipe that out and take, the best teams and have an eight team playoff. Add an extra four games at the end of the season and we could really crown a national champion. But, I think most fans out there think the same thing about the BCS. I mean, it's the way they've got it set up right now, it's not working.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've said that the entire time I did Sports Talk Radio, I said it, and still nothing has happened. And if they ever have a playoff system, which they could still do, even with the bowls, we're still talking way down the road. It's that whole money thing. All right, Mike, you take care. Thanks for popping by.
Okay, you have a good week.
All right, you too. And remember, you can go to easy-ticket.com. There's also all those concert tickets. Kiss is on tour. How about that? Brad Paisley, Lady Gaga. I don't get Lady Gaga. Somebody explain. Bon Jovi and Taylor Swift also are touring. Taylor Swift couldn't be hotter. Coming up next, my favorite terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Talking about this yesterday, of course, here on America Tonight. You know how I feel about Afghanistan, and McChrystal requested really 45,000 was what he was looking for troop wise. Obama now paints semi to the nation this strategy of what's going to happen in Afghanistan, including 30,000 more troops. But then there was this crazy end date. It seemed like a floating date the way it was described, but 2011, July of 2011. So basically, do the math, whatever, that's 18 months. And people are furious over this whole let's hand them the playbook, how do you know in 18 months, and all this other sort of stuff. There's a lot to talk about with Afghanistan. Who better to have on the show than my favorite terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, who's a professor of law at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio, where he actually teaches civil procedure. And, of course, he advises a lot of people. He's testified on the Hill before. He's spoken with the FBI. Jeff, we know you're a busy guy. In fact, you're headed off to India. We appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely, Kate.
Let's talk about that. As I said, he didn't really give us a strategy so much as had these broad strokes and went one way and then came back another way. I went back today and listened to it, and a lot of what he said, it sort of contradicted itself, including the whole end date thing was confusing. Your thoughts, first of all, overall on what he had to say to the nation the other night?
Well, there was his heart wasn't in this speech. I guess that's the best way to put it. There's, you know, he said, as you indicated, there's a lot of hope throughout the speech. I didn't hear the word victory. I heard a lot of mixed signals. You never tell your enemy that, well, you know, here's a date that we think we're going to start pulling out, because that tells them exactly what their strategy should be. And this strategy that he had took 3 months to develop, as you know, I'm opposed to the general strategy that we're going to take and hold ground and turn into another Vietnam. I think he made Jimmy Carter look like a military genius, and that's hard to do. He vacillated. He, as you indicated, contradicted himself. No talk about victory and signaling to the enemy, again, that we are not really committed to this thing. We're going to be there for a while, but, you know, let's talk about withdrawing possibly in 2011. So it was, all in all, a very disheartening speech. And again, he made he made one point that kind of revealed that it was a Vietnam. It's almost like projection. He said, well, this is about another Vietnam. Yeah, the reasons we're there is not like Vietnam. We were attacked, but the strategy is pure Vietnam. We're going to stay there. We're going to chase these bees, if you will, around Afghanistan, and we're not going after the beehive in western Pakistan. He hoped that we could train the Afghanis in a year and a half. We've been trying to do that for 8 years. He hoped that Pakistan would provide greater cooperation. Well, we all hope that. And, you know, he hoped that the military would be able to clamp down on some of the violence in Afghanistan. So it's very tough to criticize the commander-in-chief in time of war. I know our soldiers are very happy to have another 30,000 comrades on the ground because they're less likely to be killed if you have more numbers there. But what are they doing? I think the left and the right are very, very upset with this half-measure attempt to split the baby, and instead of splitting the baby, he has essentially killed the child.
Yeah, no kidding. And for the Afghani people, this is very different from Iraq, and certainly you know this, Jeff, because the people are extremely illiterate. There are huge differences in what the gross domestic product even will bear in Afghanistan versus Iraq. There are some giant differences between the two countries. And it's almost like we're borrowing a few things that happened that worked well in Iraq and trying to put them into this strategy in Afghanistan. So if the people know there's an end date that the Americans might pull out, or they're really going to start to pull out or whatever, wouldn't they tend to want to buddy up to the Taliban or to those that will be certainly in power there, for fear that they could, you know, I don't know, lose their life or have problems with whatever the regime is?
Absolutely. And your first point is well taken. If you haven't been to Afghanistan and you watch the History Channel and one of those shows about the Huns, that's what it's like. You go back in a time machine 2,000-3,000 years. These are tribes that have been fighting each other. That's all they do is fight. It's a miserable terrain. People talk about rebuilding Afghanistan. It was never built in the first place. They will, you can maintain some type of stability if you have large numbers of soldiers in a particular area. But as soon as you leave, they're going to go straight back to what they were doing before, and that is growing opium and fighting each other. And the Taliban will come back with a vengeance. If I was the Taliban, listening to this speech and the Al-Qaeda network, I would simply say, okay, we're going to kind of lay low for a year and a half. When they start to withdraw, then we'll start our campaign, and the propaganda will be that we drove them out of Iraq as we drove the Soviets out, and therefore we have achieved the victory, and that will swell their ranks by tenfold. If you're serious about war, you never, ever signal to the enemy or to anybody, to your allies, that, you know, we're not really that committed, because we've already, you know, we're already looking at a timetable to withdraw. And it's simply a wrong-headed strategy. As I said before, candidate Obama had it right. In a debate with McCain, he said, look, the center of gravity in this thing in Afghanistan is in western Pakistan. That's where Osama bin Laden is. He's reconstituted there. I'm going to go into Pakistan with or without their permission, and I'm going to crush them. That's how you achieve victory, and that's what these people understand, is a military defeat. They will not understand the fact that you're going to occupy their territory and stay on for an indefinite amount of time, because I do not believe that these 30,000 soldiers that are now going in are going to be pulled out in a year and a half. It's just not going to happen. It's going to be a quagmire. We're going to stay in there indefinitely, and the best we can hope for is perhaps one of the drones will kill Osama bin Laden, and we can produce that, and then maybe we can spin that into some type of a propaganda victory and withdrawal.
How do you think, certainly we know from the left point of view and from the right point of view, and you said this, no one's really happy about it. The American people in general, and I've heard from many on America Tonight, some Democrats, some conservative, really across the board, and it's amazing. The reaction pretty much 100% was not happy about, one, the speech, about the way, as you said, he vacillated, and what's happening to the troops in Afghanistan. They're fighting. They're fighting for their lives. They're fighting because they're part of a military process, and they know what the orders are, and they're trying to protect their unit and their buddies. And it is, to me, very disheartening, because I feel like we're letting them dance out there by themselves with no chance for a victory. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's worse than that. The rules of engagement, these are self-imposed restrictions that this administration has put on our soldiers, is incredible. We cannot shoot, for example, at suspected enemy combatants if they're around civilians. We have to notify people before we go into a village. We can't fight except under very strict circumstances at night. We're scared to death that if we kill some civilians and collateral damage, what the propaganda value will be to the enemy. And we, you know, we should obviously try to limit collateral damage, but you cannot win a war. This is simple 101 war making unless you take the war to where the enemy is at, where their headquarters is at, where their main center of gravity. And that's Western Pakistan. His handlers had it right when he was candidate Obama, but now he's like a deer in the headlight. His heart was not in this speech. It was like a political speech. You know, it's incredible that the commander-in-chief would walk up to the podium smiling and waving at people. This is very solemn stuff. Americans are dying. You're the commander-in-chief. You're sending them in to fight, kill, or be killed. It's not, you know, something where you can try to whip up an audience and do the campaign mode. His heart was not in the speech. You could tell he did not want to send a single soldier into Afghanistan, but he was kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, because he had said in his campaign that this is the right war. And again, 3 months, that is not leadership. If this is the best you can come up with after 3 months of hand-wringing and agonizing and 10 meetings with your top advisors, it spells trouble in the years ahead.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Hey, we're almost out of time, but India, what are you doing there?
I've been invited to come over and speak on terrorism issues in Bhopal and also in New Delhi, and that's another serious part of the world. You've got a large part of India that is under extreme stress from the radicals in Pakistan. As you know, in Mumbai, you had the attack that occurred, and so I'm going to be going over there talking to various audiences about terrorism and how we approach the war on terror, and trying to compare notes and see what they're doing on that side of the world.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Have a safe trip, and when you come back, we'll catch up with you again.
Thanks, Kate. My pleasure.
All right, Jeff Atticott, you heard what he was saying, and he's right. In India, same thing. It's chaotic there as well, with some of the things that have happened in Mumbai, the perfect example, sadly, in the hotel. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Made in the USA and why it's so important. Stick around.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits, using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together 2 family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
We've been talking about the unemployment figures across the nation for a long time here on ATN, especially, I always say this, to our great friends in Michigan, up and along in Detroit, even Kalamazoo, they're getting socked hard, too, well over 10%. We keep hearing that 10% mark, but it's so much higher in other places. Cali, it's hard in California. You see what's happened in the state government, et cetera. So the real rate could be closer to 17%, and some of the areas I mentioned, I know for sure it is. Nevada's another one, place where I used to live, Las Vegas. Ooh, it's like a ghost town in some senses if people are really, really struggling because, yes, some people are going to Vegas, but they're not spending what they used to spend, and they've cut back on a lot of the staff, especially in some of the bigger hotels. So, you know what? It's time to think about buying American. I say this all the time. I saw an eye-opening documentary, and it was about the rag trade. And as a kid, I remember in New York, we used to go down to the garment industry, and I thought it was so fascinating. I didn't want to be in the industry, but it was so cool to see the racks of clothes and the hustle bustle and all that stuff. I mean, that's practically dead now. And why? Because so many clothes are made overseas, and a lot of people are losing their jobs. So who better to have on this show than Todd Lipscomb? He's terrific. He's the founder of Made in USAForever.com. It is a website that is dedicated to, you guessed it, American-made products. Todd, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
First of all, let's talk about what drove you to start the website.
Well, Kate, a couple of reasons. I mean, my former company had sent me to Asia several times to live and work, and I saw so many disturbing things over there. I mean, not the least of which is it's very difficult to export American-made products to countries like China or Japan. And also when you get into those nations, like I have extensively, you see that the production facilities are so different than those here. They're very unsafe. The pollution is horrific. They're dark, dank places. And there's very little worker safety, environmental controls, or product safety, as we saw with the 83 million toys recalled a couple years ago. Mm. And then I came back to the States, and I saw so many factories closing, so many good people losing their jobs, and real wages declining. So, I felt finally I had to do something personally. So I resigned and founded MadeInUSAForever.com to give folks a real choice about buying American products.
In taking that leap, what do the people around you say? Because as you said, you were deep into Asia. You had a successful career in doing what you were doing, certainly in the tech industry. Did your friends think you were crazy for ditching that and doing what, chasing what your heart desired?
Well, I did take a massive pay cut, let's put it that way. But many of my friends were really into the idea, too, because I think deep down we're all Americans, and we see that there's a problem. And at some point we've got to roll up our sleeves and do what Americans do best and fix this issue. So they were very supportive in my family, too, thank goodness.
And so what you do is you reach out to small business owners, right,
mm-hmm.
so that they can
exactly.
also be part of the website so that we can know. Because we don't know, frankly. Sometimes you think it's American-made, and then it's not, right?
Yeah. I mean, some things like, Levi's or Lee jeans that just seem like they ought to be American-made really aren't anymore. But there are still, for example, great blue jean makers and hundreds of other small companies around the nation. Yeah, it's very exciting to find them. Unfortunately, they're very underrepresented in major chain stores.
Yeah, and of course that has to do with the economics, right? That's what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
When you find those things out, you talked about the conditions in some of the facilities, but it all has to do with the almighty dollar, and that's. Yeah. But is there's a way around that, right? I mean, there's certainly still a way to employ Americans.
I can say that I can see from the numbers that we can make up for the wage difference that the media always references, Kate. But what we can't make up for is, there's very heavy costs involved in keeping the environment clean and worker safety and this sort of thing. If you're willing to ignore all of that to become the next world superpower like China is, then, of course, they're going to have a price advantage. And some of these big super chains, well, as long as they can get it 10 cents cheaper, they don't care.
Mm. Yeah, and you see that I talked about the unemployment totals. I was
mm-hmm.
shocked when I saw that documentary on the rag trade, frankly, that you had incredible tailors and cuff makers and unbelievable quality coming out of New York, and now it really doesn't come out of there. Even for the big names in the fashion industry, they're not making them in the United States. It's practically, like I said, it's like a ghost town now.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? And, Forbes last year had a really interesting article about child labor in Asia, and it's a fact still. It has not gone away. So, I mean, we're just going to the lowest common denominators of exploitation on every front to get the cheapest goods, and it's frankly, it's self-destructive in the end.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Certainly that is the truth. Who do you give high marks to for making things in the United States?
Well, again, it's hard to reach out for a famous name that the makers that folks might know. I mean, Duluth Pack, certainly in Minnesota, has never given up on their employees or customers. They've been
mm-hmm.
around since 1888.
Mm.
Holgate Toys is probably the oldest supplier that I know of. They traced their roots in Pennsylvania to 1790, believe it or not.
Wow.
But there's a lot of really cool new companies, too, like a company called Green Toys that's making some really neat kids' toys out of recycled plastic in California. But, you know, you find these stories all over the place. Some are newer,
right,
some
and
are old.
That's the idea, and that's what you talked about, Duluth Pack, et cetera. That's the idea. The website is a point for people to meet and then to realize if more people would look for these products and seek them out, they're available to you, and the prices are great. I mean, you talked about the Green Toys, the toy tea set. You've got that on your website, and it's on sale. It's just a little over $22 for it.
Yeah, and that's very nice, too. My 3-year-old daughter plays with that herself, and it's very high quality and a fun toy for her. And, you know, I think she'll have it for years. I mean, it just seems like that's the quality. Most of these toys are so solid. I'm sure they'll last many years, unlike the, you know, a lot of the chintzy stuff we import anyway.
Yeah, and, of course, as you mentioned, too, the fear is, how are those products being made? You mentioned the China, the recall of some of the toys and how scary that was because of the lead base that was in those products.
There was a study just last month here in California where some researchers pulled 250 toys off of shelves from Walmart, Target, and Walgreens and tested them and found it was 2.8% of those toys had unsafe levels of lead in them. But yet, you know, who's sounding the alarm? Who's testing the products at the border? None of these people. And by the way, none of these products or these toys recalled have ever been made in the United States in the past few years. All of these horrific situations were caused by imported toys or other products that weren't properly made abroad.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Since you started the website to where you are today, how big has it grown?
Oh, well, we're up to over 300 suppliers, 1,600 products. And by the way, Kate, if any of your listeners have any ideas, I'd love to hear about it. My email address is on the website, or they can just email it todd@madeinusaforever if they know of a supplier we should add. And we're always adding more. I mean, you can see literally every week it's growing.
So what happens is you want people to send you information because that's how you start to reach out and find out about a lot of these small businesses and people that are producing sometimes entrepreneurial things and whatnot that are producing goods. And now, because of where we are economically, Todd, more people are doing that. The small businesses, I think it sounds funny to say, but I think that it's a boom time for people to start businesses.
It's darkest just before the dawn, I think. I mean, certainly it's very difficult for small business people to raise capital right now and do things like that with all of these situations in the banking industry and CIT Group going under. But as you say, it's also an opportunity. I mean, in hardship breeds, you know, a certain kind of behavior where, you know, they are willing to go out and take a risk, find a niche, and become the expert in that niche. And really be successful. There's Granza Toys from Florida, too, that makes it, you know, beautiful dolls for girls. And they've gone from nothing to now they're running TV ads in just a few years.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, I think your website is fabulous. I love the picture of you and your kids right there, too.
Thank you.
I think your daughter and your son are adorable, absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on, and it's madeinthusaforever.com. Check it out and support some of these businesses across the U.S. Wouldn't it be nice if we could help each other out? Todd, thanks.
Thanks, Kate.
And, you know, you talked about a couple of the people who are on the website, a couple of the companies. Duluth Pack was one of them, and Todd mentioned jeans, and who knew? I had no idea that a lot of the jeans that we, I mean, I guess I should have, but I had no idea that a lot of the jeans weren't made in the United States. So I went to the section that they had on jeans, and they've got one called Texas Jean, and they've got another company that makes jeans as well. They look pretty good. And, again, the key thing here is made in the USA. How many people? I mean, for 10 years he's in the tech industry and then decides I can't do this anymore. How many people are out there looking around for stuff that's made in the USA, but most of what you're getting, frankly, isn't. Just look at the labels. I'm stunned at the things that aren't made in the United States. Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Afghanistan, that's the conversation we had with Jeff Atticott about what it means in dissecting the speech the other night out at West Point. Some big disappointments on, as he said, and he's right, on the left and on the right. So not a lot of people thinking that this was the great way to go. It's a huge, huge risk for Obama. But loosely, it's 2011, and I don't think you can get him out that, I don't think you can get him out that quickly, by the way. Remember, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I mean, I know that's a strange segue, but I got so many emails on Afghanistan. It's not the first time I've gotten this kind of emails, but, a lot of them. And in going down them, and some of you, frankly, like, Jane T, you tell me, hey, I'm a, as described, flaming liberal, probably more flaming than I can even present to you. And I think it's ridiculous what's happening in Afghanistan. So this really cuts across, as I said to Jeff, in different parts of the country, not everyone's completely on board with what's being done as far as Afghanistan is concerned. And of course, the other thing is, the other part of this is, how do you pay for this? How do you pay for Afghanistan? The amounts of money, you're talking about $1 million per soldier. Mm. And also, too, I wanted to throw this out here quickly to my main man, who just does such a terrific job with the music, Donovan Madsen. I need you to know this. We got a note here from Jamie who says, love the show. I'm loving the bumper music that you play, especially the day before Thanksgiving. Is there a list online that you list what your producer played for bumper music? Somebody Wants You is what I thought the title of the song was in one particular lyrics I heard, and I love that song. I used to be in radio and remember playing it a lot, but can't remember the name and the artist. Help me. Can anyone help me? Do you know what Jamie's talking about by any chance, Donovan?
I don't recall the specific song. I may be able to look it up in my logs here. We may be able to come up with a name for it.
But what a compliment to you about the bumper music.
Well, I do my best. Some of it's, you know, already pre-programmed in, and I just select various choices.
That's okay. Somebody else liked your bumper music. Todd J says, I love hearing the music on the show. Kate, tell me what some of the songs are. I have an Apple iPhone. Maybe I need to hold it up to the show and it'll tell me what the song is. I guess it would, because it's just like a radio or any device. I forget what the app is where you hold the phone up and it actually tells you what the song is, but that's a pretty good idea. You could do that when we're streaming or if you're listening to us on the radio. And also a big shout out to Christina, who is an American living in Sweden, who told us, I listen to you every morning at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Internet. Your talk show is illuminating and brilliant. Christina, that's such a nice compliment. It's nice to know that people that are Americans abroad are listening to us, because it's a perfect time, by the way, for those people to listen in Sweden, for example. Let's head out across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Simply fantastic.
I love when you say that. That's a good attitude. That's positive.
Thank you. Well, when you've seen somebody you care about, hey, you know.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, the Canadian, the Brigadier General in charge of troops, Canadian troops of Afghanistan. Believe it or not, he's saying kudos to President Obama for sending the extra troops, because it'll help alleviate some of the pressure that the Canadian troops are going through.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. At least the troops, and they'll be deployed pretty quickly. By Christmas, there'll be some fresh boots on the ground, as it were.
Right.
Absolutely, no matter what the number was, it's absolutely good for the people that are there now, the soldiers that are there, and it helps all the way across the board. The biggest problem with the Afghanistan thing is what we talked about before, Sam, is,
yeah,
you know, the whole end date thing, and what do you take out of Afghanistan, and really the fight is in Pakistan, specifically Western Pakistan. We just mentioned that earlier on the show. We've been talking about that. We've had other people on the show that say it's Pakistan, Pakistan, Pakistan. So what are we doing in the first place?
Your guess is as good as mine. Now, do you think Obama, okay, Obama said what, end of 2010, I think?
He said 2011.
2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you believe him or not?
I think it depends on what happens. It depends on where we're at that point. I don't think you could make a complete withdrawal by then.
No.
But see, that's politics. By throwing out that, that end date, because there were a lot of people that wanted complete withdrawal from Afghanistan,
yeah.
And that was one of the one of the promises. Really, was more about Iraq than Afghanistan, but the war situation in general. This is a way to appease a lot of the people that would vote for Obama for a second term. So
sure.
I think it's politics at its best. They're playing with the date, really, because of the elections.
Well, the funny part was, just to get off the track just for one second, I went to the Alouettes Victory Parade today, and there were a couple of... Even in my condition, it was great, you know. And we saw a couple of, you know, guys dressed in their military uniforms. And they were non-coms. And a couple of people walked up to them and gave them, like, the business. Like, you shouldn't be in Afghanistan. You're killing innocent people. You should get out of there and all this. They just ignored them. I guess they were...
Really?
Yeah, I guess they were under orders just to keep quiet, because if they say anything, they could have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
Think.
What was
yeah.
that parade like, now that you threw that out there? How many people would you say were at the parade?
About 250,000.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, kid, you know, well, listen.
That's big.
It was during lunch hour, so I saw a lot of kids who had probably the sick grandmother thing. And then at the end of the parade, there was a reception for them. They all came up, and we all, and Mark Trestman admitted he's going to stay for another year. So, Buffalo Bills, you're out of luck. He tried his best to speak some French, but he mostly spoke English. The mayor was there. Of course, he's got a spattering of booze. He's a politician. What do you expect?
Exactly.
And the quarterback, Anthony Calvillo, said he's going to come on for one more year. And tomorrow they're going up to the National Assembly, which would be like your state legislature, and they'll be on it there tomorrow too. And then we made the joke, gee, I wonder if they're watching Sesame Street now in Saskatchewan. Because you know about the play, and you know
exactly.
They got, and yes, I did get your Grey Cup championship T-shirt.
Oh, you're so awesome!
Oh, by the way,
you didn't really have to do that. When you asked me about that, I thought, you don't have to do that. I hope you're not having to work 20 hours of overtime to pay for that.
No. Let's just say I know someone who owns a store. He owes me. he owes me. Let's just say he goes to play hockey Tuesday night with the boys, supposedly.
Right.
He goes to play hockey. But it ain't with the boys.
Oh, so he owes you a cover-up favor.
Are you? Let's just say it makes. Let's just say it was Tiger Woods. It wasn't exactly as glamorous as Tiger Woods, but talking about that, because we were talking about it, I figured, hey, he's just a normal guy owning a store trying to make a business. He's whatever. And if it would have been like Joe Schmo instead of Tiger Woods. It wouldn't have got all this.
Oh no, absolutely not. But the problem is he's an uber famous person.
Right.
Who doesn't know what Tiger Woods looks like? Who hasn't heard the name Tiger Woods? Even if you hate golf, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
He cannot be incognito, and I guess he thought that he could be, and that was a big problem. Sam, thank you very much, and congratulations on your Alouettes. I'm glad you got a chance to go out to the parade. We're going to leave everybody with this thought from Benjamin Franklin. Blame all and praise all are two blockheads. Think about it.
Devilishly clever.